Big Sloth.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Potato.
Salad.
Marma.
Laid.
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 On this week's show, we're going to have some very important questions. Carter and I are going to iron out who the greatest hero is in video gaming history. Is it
Sonic?
Or is it
Mario?
We're not sure yet, but we're going to talk it out. And in the second half of the show, we're going to try and figure out if it'd be better to be a superhero or to be a sidekick. How's that sound, Bubba? I know. You sound super excited. Thanks for that. You should always be excited. Let's try that again. How's that sound, buddy?
Sweet.
Awesome. We're going to have so much fun on this week's show, number 21 of Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ba.
Laid.
Bay.
Laid.
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 Lou. Marmaloo. Kick it.
Cha-chow! I'm a big fan of the cha-chow, so coming back here on this side of the break, Carter, I'm excited for today's show. How are you feeling?
Good.
You should feel good. You know why? Because you're looking good, and you're smelling good.
Oh.
Thanks to that jar of Marmaloo from our unofficial sponsor, Marmaloo.
For when you need to go Marmaloo after you have a sweet, good dinner of beans.
Beans. Every time you have a can of beans for dinner and you gotta go Marmaloo,
you get some Marmaloo.
Indeed you go. So there we go. Marmaloo, unofficial sponsor of Potato Salad Marmalade.
Lady.
No, I said lady.
Ladies.
Duh. Laid. Not ladies. Like laid.
Ladies. Potato salad marmaladies.
Okay, no. Okay, not at all.
That actually is pretty funny.
All right. So, Carter, you and I had talked a little bit about this the other day, but we've been having a debate since at least Christmas time last year about who the greatest video game character is. And at one point, you were throwing Mega Man in there, right? You threw Mega Man out there for a bit. I said, what about Donkey Kong? And you were like, Donkey Kong. But then we came down to the two biggest. It comes down to the Nintendo versus Sega thing. And because I had both systems growing up, and we have both systems now, it's a matter of Nintendo versus Sega. And who is the face of Nintendo?
Mario.
And the face of Sega?
Sonic.
So what we're go ahead.
And in one of the Sonic Shorts things, Sonic says, I am Sega.
He is Sega. I'm going to be honest with you. If you ask someone to think about the Sega Genesis,
The Sega Dreamcast and the Sega CD and a bunch of others.
And you go all the way back to that time, the only thing people are going to remember is all of the Sonic games. All the great fun that they had with Sonic, right?
Yep.
When I first got this the Genesis for my birthday 2 years ago now, the first thing that you wanted to play was
Sonic.
Because you knew how fast it was. And when I just sold all those games back to Lukey Games, friends of the show, Lukey Games, We got those Genesis games. What was the first game we wanted to play?
Sonic 2.
Sonic 2, because it has...
Tails in it.
Yeah, it has Tails, and that's a really big win for people that are fans of Sonic.
Yeah, but the one thing some people wouldn't have liked that are in this generation wouldn't have liked that Sonic. In Sonic 2, it's just like a competing game. So Sonic and Tails were competing in different zones.
You think?
Yes.
You think that's an issue?
Yeah.
I don't think it's an issue. I think that they should compete in the same zone. I think they should be...
No, they do.
They're in the same zone? Because we have Sonic. What is the Sonic one that we have on the PS4? What is the one that you had me download?
Sonic Forces.
Sonic Forces. And do you know what I think of Sonic Forces?
What? You don't like it?
No, I don't like it. You know why?
Why?
I'm so easily confused by it. It scares me.
You're so easily confused.
It doesn't
confused.
Feel like Sonic to me. It feels like Sonic Adventure, right on Dreamcast, where like I like side-scroller Sonic. So when it's a side-scrolling experience, when the game itself, at its best, is side-scrolling, collect some rings, go out, I love that. When it turns into the 3D elements where you have to go out and start banging on a bad guy with your little flippy, shooty, spinny attacks, I think it's better then.
I know you really liked the Sega Dreamcast.
I did. I had a Sega Dreamcast.
And
bought.
You didn't like that it got destroyed or
nope, sold it
broke.
Sold it
or
before.
You had to sell it.
Sold it before I moved to Maryland because I didn't have a room.
Were you sad that you had to sell it?
No, I got several hundred dollars for that and all my other systems, so I was fine with it.
No, I mean like you really liked the Sega Dreamcast.
That's oh, yeah, no, I've loved all of my systems pretty much equally. I mean, I think that they've all been really great and I've enjoyed them all in the stints that we've had them. So I've enjoyed them.
I have a deal for you. Some birthday... When I have enough money, I will get you a Dreamcast for your birthday. Only if you try and understand Sonic a bit more.
Okay, what more do you want me to understand about Sonic?
About the games, I mean, like, you don't understand Sonic Forces.
Okay, you're right. I don't like them very much. I don't play it ever. It's on my PS4. It's on that little hard drive. It's sitting right there with the blinky light. Mm. And I don't play it. I could play it all day, but I don't. You know what I play instead?
What? Call COD. Also, you played Apex yesterday, which you hadn't played in, like, since 2019.
No, 1 year. 2020.
You went?
Yeah, since Jonathan had been like, hey, we should play this together over here, this thing Call of Duty, it's free.
Yeah, you just felt like buying Call of Duty Warzone, then you realized that it wasn't available. You didn't have enough room to install the whole thing, so you had to, like, not do it. So then you, like, tried and bought a hard drive so you could, you know, buy the game. It's just a stupid game. Why do you need it so much?
What, wow, you're attacking me. I feel attacked. Let's not attack each other.
You could just buy some game that you've never played, but you've played Call of Duty. You've played Call of Duty Black Ops. I've played Black Ops 3.
I played over 1,400 games of this Call of Duty Warzone. 1,400 games in 1 year. And you know what the crazy part is?
You don't even play Apex that much.
No, I played a lot of Apex. I played about that much Apex. In a year. I also, because I had friends that I'd play with and stuff.
Yeah, even K-Dot.
K-Dot.
When's the last time you played with K-Dot?
Four or five months.
Not four or five months, you couldn't play with him once you bought COD.
Yeah, I did. We played Call of Duty together because I played with his daughter, who's your age. Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. Yeah, she got on and we played together.
I really like to meet K-Dot in real life.
Me too. I sometimes wonder what he looks like, but who knows? So anyway, let's get back on track. So we're talking about games. Let's talk about, okay, so what, Call of Duty aside, we talk about Sonic, right? Let's talk a little bit about Mario, because you're on a Mario kick right now, too. Talk to me what you think about Mario. When you think of Mario Brothers, what's the best Mario Brothers game?
The original. Although it has ear-blasting noise music, it is still a pretty good game.
Just turn your TV down. That's what my dad would say. Just turn your TV down.
And also, I would recommend not playing Super Mario Bros. 4.
Why? What is with Super Mario Bros. 4? Why don't you like it?
I don't want to explain it.
Okay, we won't play it then.
Because...
No, don't explain it. If you don't want to explain it, don't explain it.
It's something children should never talk about in life, and they should never be.
Okay, Carter, you need to drop it then.
So no, we are not explaining it.
Okay.
So kids at home, do not play it.
So you said the original Mario Brothers is your favorite.
Yes.
You don't like Super Mario Brothers 2?
No, I like 2 and 3.
All right, so Mario's greatest game and the biggest accomplishment is his first true foray into the Nintendo system, NES era, as we'll call it, with Super Mario Brothers, with his brother, who's wearing another plumber, who was wearing green, and his name is?
Luigi.
Exactly, because every good hero needs a sidekick, and his sidekick is Luigi. No, all of them do. Sonic has one.
Yeah, but not every.
Okay, name one who doesn't.
Do I really have to?
Well, yeah, you said not every. I want to hear one that doesn't. Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Carter. Look at me. Look. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, so we know that One's best game came in 1984. We know that One's best game came in 1992. We put these games up against each other. Mario's best game, 1984. Sonic's best game, 1992. And we're going to compete. Now, it's not going to be apples to apples. Do you understand that? Apples to apples.
Oh, yeah, like granny apples versus normal apples.
Right, you're not comparing types of apples. You're comparing...
like...
apples to, like, oranges a little bit here.
Yeah.
But they're still video games, so they're still fruit. But if you had to play only one of these games for a month, and you couldn't play the other for a month, which would you choose? And I want to hear why. 1 month, every day, you got to play this game. Not the whole day. It's not a torture. It's not a weird thing like that. It's just like, hey, man, you're going to sit down to play a video game, and that's the game you're going to play.
Sonic.
So you're going to play Sonic the Hedgehog.
Because... Mario Bros. Has an ear-blasting thing. But the only funny thing about it is he had little tippy-tap feet. So when he was walking, he's like a baby just speeding off.
Who is? Who's a baby speeding
Mario.
Off? Mario.
Because when you walk, he's just like running.
That's funny. Tippy-tap feet. I've never seen that before. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you show me tippy-tap feet? You show what they look like. Ah, I see. So let the record show that Carter is showing me tippy-tap feet, and they look an awful lot like tap dancing.
And also, when I grow up, I'm going to make a 3D version of Super Mario Bros. And
did you just burp?
Yep.
Nice. Own it. High five.
And as you know, if some of you parents know, most of the games like the original Super Mario Bros. And Sonic use something called pixels to show stuff because TVs weren't that like
advanced. Good, for sure. They weren't
good
advanced.
Graphics.
Yeah.
So how to make it like using pixels, but they're 3D. If you have played Minecraft, you should have known that the stuff, the blocks that you can use to build stuff are actually not blocks, are just something called voxels, which is a 3D version of pixels that are looking textured, but they're really not.
A voxel? A voxel is the name of a car. What?
Yep, it's called a voxel. So I'm going to try and make some voxels to make the Mario, and I'm going to have to make it so when you jump, it accesses the jump Mario file. So it looks like he's jumping, but it's really just a frame. Because that's how all video games are created. They look at what you're doing with the thing you're using to control stuff. They look at what you're doing and then transport it to make it look like you're actually doing everything, but it's just pictures of what you're actually doing on the computer. See, I could just take a camera and take a bunch of pictures to make it look like it was a video, and then make some audio in it, and then put it on a computer, then paste it so it looks like it's an actual video.
That's really bright. I'm impressed and a little terrified that you came up with all that.
Well, it's one thing.
Yeah, that's one thing, all right. That was one really long thing that you knew. Darn, that was really impressive. All right, so, so I guess we're going to say Sonic wins. Sonic is the cooler hero. I mean, you do have both of them as jammies, right? You have them as pajamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do have Mario as a Lego set, right?
Yeah, but, and he has a live thing, but the original Mario Bros. Has ear-blasting music, but not ear-blasting, but terrible music. It sounds like the original, but it isn't.
Okay.
And also, you can't see Mario's mustache. It's really weird.
Well, you can see his mustache. It's on the side. It's right here. That goes like this, on the side.
No, in the original Mario Bros., you could only see...
Oh, you mean Mario Bros., the game where he jumps around with the POW strips and the hammer? No?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, not the arcade version.
You're talking about Mario Bros., which is on the NES Classic.
It's not it's called the NES. No, please don't call it the NES Classic. But yes, it's the Mario Bros.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
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 Also, go ahead.
And also, I have Super Mario 35.
Yes, you do.
For the Nintendo Switch, because you play online with 35 players. The only way to play it is by using a linked Nintendo account.
Which is super cool. So, having said all that, Sonic wins, Mario's too loud, and the original game isn't all that fun. But we will be back right after this advertising break with our friends at... Well, we can't say Anchor because one day could change. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Because if we have the advertising break in there, it changes automatically. It's just an advertising break. So it could be like Velveeta shells and cheese.
Yeah, and one.
So we'll just say we'll be back after this advertising break here on Potato
Salad
Mar
Ma
Late
Late Late Late.
Cool, rad, awesome, dude. Cool,
late, 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 late.
How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio.
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.
And we're back, guys. Thank you so much for checking out our super cool sponsor.
Well, not that super cool, but yeah.
They were pretty super cool. They give us money, right?
Yeah.
All right, so here in the second half of the show, I kind of want to ask Carter a couple questions, get some feedback like we'd like to do, play a little game of what does Carter think? If you could make one of your senses super strong, which one would you pick and why?
Okay.
It's a pretty good one.
My sight.
You would go with sight?
Yeah, because I would like my eyes to be leveled correctly because I don't like having to wear my glasses.
Oh. I like it with glasses. You know what I would go with?
What?
Super smell. So I could know who's about to fart and I just stay away from them. I'd be like, nope, that guy's about to fart right there, and I'm not getting in that elevator because he's about to toot.
And you would be, and also some people say there's a joke like, why did, I'll give a joke for you. Why did the late lady plug her nose when, say ew so loudly when after someone tooted so bad.
Why?
It's wrong on so many levels. Do you get the joke?
Yes, that's yucky.
Really?
Yeah, you're yucky.
I'm yucky?
I'm silly. I'm kidding.
I've always wondered what it would look like inside an elevator. And also, if you're on the top of an elevator, I mean, like, if you, like, snuck in an air vent and got on the top of the mechanics of an elevator.
Okay.
And you made it to the top level, you're in trouble. You got squashed. One thing.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Can I tell you something?
What?
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
I don't want anyone getting squished. Carter,
yeah.
If you had to tell someone all about apples, what are all of the adjectives or describing words that you can think of about apples?
About
apples. If you're going to tell someone about apples, what are all of the adjectives that you could use to tell them about apples?
granny apples.
No, not names.
Popped out my tooth.
Yeah, they did pop out your tooth. But what can you, let's say like this one. Juicy. Delicious. Keep going.
A lot of different flavors.
Keep going. Flavorful.
Colorful.
Colorful. Very good. Bright. Again, you do another one.
Light.
Shiny.
Shiny.
What? Why are you rhyming? You're supposed to give an adjective, not talk about butts.
What I felt like it for a second because you said shiny.
I know exactly where that came from.
Shiny, honey. Yay.
It's your new hit song. Shiny Hiney by Carter.
Okay.
One last one. Carter.
Yeah?
If you were to write a story about a person that was the total opposite of you, describe what that person is like.
Weird.
They're weird? What else?
Uses a hammer to bang their head in a wall.
Wow, that's not just weird, that's extremely violent.
Yeah, but what?
No, like, tell me more about them. Like, is he tall or short?
P is fat and he is skinny.
We don't say...
I mean fat.
We don't say fat, we say chubby.
Chubby and small.
He's chubby and short? What color is his hair?
He has no hair.
No hair. He's bald?
Yeah.
He's a bald like Andy Mack?
Yes.
That's
he's
funny.
A baldy.
He's a baldy. What's his name?
His name? Po-8.
Po-8? That's funny. I like it. Po-8.
The inspiration of it was actually the me I created named Po-8 in Po-8 2.0, which is in Me Parade, and the original Po-8 is in there. I made a bunch of Po-8s. Don't ask me why. I did it.
All right, one last question. I changed my mind. I'm going to ask one more. Aliens have landed on Earth. And by the way, thank you again to Parents Together, as always, for these great prompts. Aliens have landed on Earth, and you have the chance to ask them one question about their world. What do you ask them?
What do you want?
No, you're going to ask them about their planet.
What do you live?
What do you live? You're going to get one question.
Where do you live? In a different universe? On a different planet?
Well, yeah, we know they live on a different planet. They don't look like us. They flew in a ship that doesn't look like our ships. We know they're from a different ship, different planet. What are you going to say?
Yeah, but probably they're from a different universe.
Are you friendly?
Yeah, I would ask them.
I don't want to get eaten. That's for sure.
You don't want to?
No. Do you?
No.
You shouldn't want to. You're too handsome. Too handsome. Oh, too much metal for one hand.
Hold on, guys. We'll be right back after this quick Patreon break on potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
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 Hey, everyone. It's Sean here from Potato Salad Marmalade. Wanted to reach out and talk to you a little bit about something Carter and I are super stoked to be doing, and that's Patreon. We actually have a Patreon page now after the request of several of our friends. And guess what? We're putting in some of the coolest, freshest, and neatest content that you'll ever see. Get behind-the-scenes content, exclusive PSM swag, be able to make fan requests, pledge general support, and even get Potato Patron shout-out. Head over to patreon.com/potatosaladmarmalade for more information. For as little as $5 a month, you can hook us up, help us buff out this studio with some sweet neon lights, and help Carter get his Ferrari. Again, that's patreon.com/potatosaladmarmalade. Hope to see you there. Thanks, guys.
And we're back. What did we learn this week, Dad?
I learned that armadillos are not a dillo from Armaville.
I learned that when you get in an elevator and you fart, it's so wrong in so many levels.
But it's so right. I learned that armadillos are not a dillo from Armaville.
I thought you just said that.
I learned it twice. No, I learned that Frankenstein knew Sonic the Hedgehog at Monsters University. That's what I learned. You know what else I learned?
Mario Bros. Has ear blasting music.
And I also learned that we don't say goodnight, we say ba 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 burrito.
Jalapeña.